This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
An Army veteran's being called a hero after helping to take down that alleged gunman at the Colorado Springs gay nightclub.
Rich Fierro did tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was at Club Q with his wife, daughter, and friends. He was called to action.
I just know I got into mode, and I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room.
Police say the shooter had several guns, including an AR-15-style assault rifle. Fierro grabbed the shooter's body armor, then pistol, and beat him with it.
And I'm on top of him. I'm a big dude, man. And this guy was bigger. And I just kept wailing on him.
A hero in the eyes of many, but not his own.
There are five people that I could not help.
That includes his daughter's boyfriend, Raymond Green Vance. Meanwhile, the suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, remains in the hospital. I'm Julie Walker.
He faces murder and hate crime charges. Many Americans will be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday week to visit family and friends. Joe Rodriguez went to visit relatives in San Francisco from his home in Fresno, California. That's about 190 miles.
I was going to fly over here, but it was too expensive. They wanted it like $300 for a one-way, and I was like, well, that's too much. And I found out the Amtrak, only $42. One way.
But could there be a rail strike next month? One of the biggest rail unions has rejected a contract deal. If there is a strike and it lasts longer than a few days, consumers would feel it. Companies that make food, fuel, cars, and chemicals would all feel the squeeze, as would their consumers. The driver of an SUV that crashed into Los Angeles County law enforcement recruits on a training run last week fell asleep at the wheel while driving to work, says his lawyer. 25 people hurt, some of them critically. This is AP News. The big winner on TV's Jeopardy last night was, well, we'll let Oscar Wilde's Gabriel tell you, the Tournament of Champions winner.
A big finale for a big winner in this year's season of Jeopardy. After running off a 40-game streak earlier this year, Amy Schneider capped off her 2022 by winning the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. But she needed a mix of knowledge and daring to pull off the victory as she engaged in a showdown with Andrew He, a player known for his huge bids on the show's Daily Doubles. Schneider led He by $1,400 going into Final Jeopardy. Both contestants got the right answer. Our American cousin, the play President Lincoln was attending when he was assassinated in 1885. But this time, Schneider made the bigger bet to win her third match in the Tournament of Champions and the $250,000 grand prize. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.